going to read to you from the Bible. As you know, my favorite passage is Ephesians 6, verses 10 through 18. But today I'm going to read Ephesians 5, 8 through 15, because it fits in with the sermon today, which is The Light Within. For you were darkness, but now you are light in the Lord thy God. Live as children of light, for the fruit of the light consists in all goodness, righteousness, and truth, having nothing to do with the fruitless deeds of darkness. Be very careful, then, how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity. Everything on this earth is a thought form in the mind of God. The only real things are the souls of humankind. They appear as light. There are some psychics and mediums today that can see these lights. When you die and you go to that place called heaven, the sixth plane of consciousness, you can look down on earth and you can see these lights. In fact, everyone in heaven can see these lights. Some lights are very dim, dull, and have a very slow rate of vibration, while others progress spiraling upwards to a very bright, vibrant light and have a rapid rate of vibration. The reason that some of these are dim and some are bright is because we are governed by the law of cause and effect. Our thoughts, our words, and our deeds, the cause, determine the brightness or the dimness of the light within, the effect, cause and effect. How you expand that light within is a choice forever before you. It's a daily and hourly renewal choice. It needs strong, sure handling backed by faith. Not only faith and confidence in the law, but deep trust and reliance in the one power behind the law. The light within is built up gradually. It is made of love and wisdom. Think for a moment. You can tell how bright your light is by examining your own thoughts, words, and deeds, emotions, and desires. The light within is built up gradually. The more able and developed you become, the brighter your light will shine where all can see, not only on this plane, but on all planes of consciousness. Learn to think of yourself as a beam of shaft of light, and this light becomes brighter day by day as you let go of the past, as you become more loving, as you become more forgiving. In the words of Andrew Jackson Davis, in all things, keep an even mind, even in the face of fear and doubt and all the problems that you might have, keep an even mind. As your light becomes brighter, the seeming problems of life will not feel insurmountable. The thoughts that will begin to come in will be of a higher quality because the thoughts will be coming from higher evolved light being bearing. In closing, I want you to put your three fingers together in your lap, close your eyes, take a deep breath, exhale, and listen to this affirmation. I clothe myself in a robe of light composed of wisdom, love, and power of God, enveloping and interpenetrating me, not only that I may be protected, but that all who see it or come in contact with it may be drawn to God and be healed. You can open your eyes. Thank you.